Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
His name was Martin Luther, and after October 31st, 1517, everyone would come to know who he is. Well, welcome to a special episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. This week, we celebrate Reformation Day. In the church calendar, November 1st was known as All Saints Day. That makes October 31st the eve of All Saints Day, or All Hallowed Eve. We know it by its shortened name, Halloween. Let's go back to the year 1517. For All Saints Day, November 1st, 1517, a display of newly acquired relics was scheduled for the church at Wittenberg. These practices had troubled a monk and a standout professor there at Wittenberg, the aforementioned Martin Luther. So Martin Luther, on October 31st, 1517, drew up a list of points for debate, and he had 95 in total. Of course, we're talking about the 95 Theses. This is the document that started it all. This is the document that's at the beginning of Protestantism, and this is the document that we celebrate Reformation Day week. I thought for Reformation Day this year, we would talk about the top five of the 95. So here it goes, the top five. And in the first thesis, Luther says, "When our Lord and Master Jesus Christ said, 'Repent,' he intended that the entire life of believers should be repentance." Now, after Luther wrote the 95 Theses, he also wrote a document called Explanation of the 95 Theses. And in that text, he explains that this word repent in the Latin Vulgate was translated as penitentium agitae, which means, translated, as go and do penance. The year before 1517, in 1516, Erasmus published the Greek text, and Luther had a copy of that Greek text, and he saw that the Greek word for repentance, metanoia, is not even close to the idea of penitentium agitae. So this return to Scripture had an immediate impact on the very first of Luther's 95 Theses. Our second in the top five is number 27. Now we need a little background for this one as well. In thesis number 27, Luther says, "They preach man-made doctrines who say that it's so soon as the coin jingles into the money box, the soul flies out of purgatory." Now, this is a reference to Tetzel. Tetzel was an enterprising monk who was selling indulgences, and he even came up with an advertising jingle. And in German, it had a rhyme to it. The jingle went something like this: "As soon as the money in the chest rings, a soul from purgatory springs." And in German, rings, the word Tetzel used was klinkt. And for springs, the German word is springt. So Luther is picking up on that to say this is a man-made doctrine. Our third in our top five list is number 50. In thesis 50, Luther says, "Christians are to be taught that if the Pope knew the exactions of the indulgence preachers, he would rather that Saint churches should go to ashes than that it should be built up with the skin, flesh, and bones of his sheep." Now we're getting to the real reason behind Tetzel's indulgence sale. The purpose of the indulgence sale was to raise money for the church. And the church needed the money because Pope Leo X, back in Rome, was literally bankrupting the church by building St. Peter's Basilica. This is the time of Michelangelo. This is the painting of the Sistine Chapel. And Michelangelo is not a cheap ceiling painter. So the church needed to get money from somewhere, and out went Tetzel. And Luther saw right through this, and he said, "This is coming on the backs of the poor German peasants." Our fourth is number 62. And number 62 doesn't need any exposition. I'll just plainly state it. Luther says this: "The true treasure of the church is the most holy gospel of the glory and grace of God." Well, that leaves our last of our top five. And for this, I'm going to cheat a little bit. I'm going to pull two together. This is theses number 92 and 93. "Away then with all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, 'Peace, peace,' and there is no peace. Blessed be all those prophets who say to the people of Christ, 'Cross, cross,' and there is no cross." So I hope you enjoy celebrating Reformation Day this year. And as you do, remember Luther and his 95 Theses. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.